Bag huge savings on your painting projects at Menards. From your kitchen and bath to doors and trim, and even your ceilings, Dutch Boy has the perfect choice for your painting projects. Dutch Boy's DuraFighter is a tough paint and primer that provides great scrub resistance and durability. DuraFighter interior paint starts at $27.75 a gallon. Get an additional 15% savings on all Dutch Boy paints when you put it in the bag. See store for complete details.
Save big money at Menards.
Hi, I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
We're the Chatterboxes. Come join our crew. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Chatterbox crew. I am Nathan.
And I'm Maria. And this is our 1 year anniversary video.
Oh, we're good. Should I grab my laptop?
Yeah.
Okay. This is going to be our... Okay.
I'll tell them. You just bring it all over what you need. Okay. So this is our 1 year anniversary, guys. We literally just realized that as we finished filming an episode, and we were like, oh my god, our 1 year anniversary is coming up. We need to film it so we can pop it out, like, on time-ish. So, we're going to be watching our first video that we ever filmed and posted. Yeah. Everything that brought us to this. How many subscribers do we have on YouTube?
I think 70-something.
That brought us to our 70-something subscribers. This video is what brought us to our 70-something video subscribers on YouTube. And how many do we have on Spotify?
I don't know.
Well, shout out to Spotify too. For the ones that we have. Belgium. We never forgot about you.
Honestly, I don't know if they still listen. I think they do. I don't know. The Belgium number keeps going up. Mm. So I'm assuming this.
We're popular in Belgium or what? Either we're Maybe we should go to Belgium. Belgium. Chocolate was invented first in Belgium. I would love to taste their
chocolate. Let's go to Belgium.
We should. That should be our next big trip. Now that'd be great. You know, I'll level up. First we went to New York. Now we're going out of the motherfucking country.
Have you ever been out of the country besides like to Mexico? Because I know you.
No, besides Mexico, I haven't. I almost went to Canada accidentally when I was in Michigan a few times. But no, besides Mexico, never been out of state.
I've been to Puerto Rico and I've been to the Bahamas.
Wow.
Puerto Rico is really nice.
No, yeah, I bet.
My brother did. Someone tried to pickpocket my brother there.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, I've seen stuff like that. But yeah, it looks very pretty there.
Do you know the song The Devil Went Down to Georgia?
If you play it, I most likely know it. Is it a popular song?
It's from like the 70s.
Never mind. I most likely don't know it unless it's really popular.
And
we'll play a little snippet.
Okay.
Enough where we won't, you know, get demonetized or anything.
Did you ever play Guitar Hero?
Yeah.
I think it was like the final song that you had to play in Guitar Hero. No, it was one of the final songs that you had to play against the devil.
Not remembering that.
Ever?
No. I know. It's going to do like a whole thing in a moment, right? It's not doing it anymore. Like, this part of the stuff I'm like...
Georgia, he was looking for a soul to steal.
But no, I know it.
It was like Guitar Hero, favorite.
I don't remember all there, but I know it. Well, maybe that is where I'm remembering it from. It sounds familiar.
Oh my god.
But anyways, we're gonna be, like, I guess reviewing. No, we're gonna be reacting to our first ever episode, pretty much.
And... for all time's sake, I want to tell some stories.
Oh, like, yes. A little throwback.
I feel like we don't tell, like, Reddit stories anymore.
Mm-hmm. No, yeah, let's tell some.
Damn, these thumbnails are kind of good. I should probably start doing that again.
Yeah.
They're kind of good, right?
I know, like, you started off with so much potential, then you, like, put some effort in there.
Should I start doing the thumbnails
yes,
again?
I like it. Okay. I feel like because it sets up a part. Like, that's just a regular, like, eh. But, like, that's, like, ooh, what's that? Like, there's more to you for your eye to look at.
You're right.
Like, I'm noticing that more than the top ones.
You're right.
Well, besides the pink hair. That one always gets me crazy. I'm like, what the fuck?
Do you ever go back and watch all the episodes?
Yeah, as soon as I did, I'm like, what in the world? And we never even posted the first one. Why didn't we end up posting the first one we recorded? Because that was the second part. Because of us doing the makeup. What happened?
I don't remember.
Did we just look like really bad? Or what? Because I know.
I'm pretty sure neither of us liked the way the episode turned out.
Oh.
And so we just dead bones. Okay. Oh my god!
Oh my god, it's just so exciting.
Okay, this is.
But we look so different. I feel like we look so different in there.
You look crazy different.
No, yeah, right?
I feel like I look the same.
No, you look different.
I can't tell if I'm thinner or fatter here.
No, you look good, Nathaniel. Like, you look bigger, but like,
what
better.
What am I wearing? Okay, are you ready? how loud do I have the volume? 100%?
Yeah, 100%. I want to hear. They want to hear too.
This is starting off strong.
Wait, really?
Look at your face!
Oh.
Oh my god.
I kept telling you, like, put up higher because these angles ain't working.
Should I put the episode, like, in the corner right here so they can...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, so they can see what we're seeing. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, well, okay, this is going to be hard for me to do.
Don't you just need a screen record?
Okay. Okay.
Hello? Yeah. So, screen record. Did you redo it?
I'll screen record it after. Like, you know what I mean? And I'll just line up the audios.
Oh, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my God. This is so exciting.
I know.
Okay. Are we going to give commentary the whole time?
Oh, yeah. I think we should give some commentary. Okay. Like, just... It's so boring. I'm going to comment. But I do look so different. That's what... Look at my hair, my face. Like, everything looks so different.
Oh, I'm going to bring her closer. I have to be careful. This charger's ookie and spooky. Mm. It's not very... Okay.
Oh, I think you told me...
Yeah.
Goodwill. Yeah, the house is... I don't remember that one. I was not there for that one.
What are we talking about?
I don't know!
All I hear is myself going, that looks so annoying.
This is still our most popular episode.
Really?
Yeah, I don't
know. Remember
that one, I guess.
Remember that?
My blush is just wrong.
No, yeah, it was. But, like, it looked good. I think it looked good.
Thank you.
I really like that era of your makeup.
Can I say something? I did it this morning, mm-hmm. And then I looked at myself, and I was like, I'm ugly, and I...
No, I really liked your era of your makeup. I loved seeing all the looks you would do. I loved it.
Did you?
Yeah, I liked your era.
You know what I liked?
Like, that was so fun. Like, I knew every time you would come into work, like, I knew you would have a different look. Like, you weren't a look repeater usually.
Mm-mm.
So, like,
but I will
it
say
was exciting to be like, oh, what am I going to see today?
My go-to was like...
Like, you know Tamara?
Mm-hmm.
I'm always excited. I'm like, let me look at her socks and let me look at her eyeshadow. Like, I know she's gonna pop off.
My go-to was always to do like something pink on top, mm-hmm. and then just a fun color underneath, and then glitter.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you were a big glitter. I mean, you're always a big glitter person.
A girl driving home, like driving with that glitter.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, no, I don't wear glitter all the time. But the few times I'm like, let me go a little bit more crazy, and I actually use glitter. Like, I'm like, oh my god. sometimes when I'm like putting, because I like to put it like even here, like down the crease.
Yeah, that's where
so
I
I'm like
it.
Oh my god.
I'm like, sometimes I'd be driving and my vision would be like yellow sparkles, and I'd be like, what?
Well, I don't think I ever got that. No.
Well, this is my life now. When I went to go see Trixie, I really packed on the glitter because
but I feel like you have to though. There,
I really
like it's Trixie.
Yeah, and I really needed it to stay the 4 hours I was driving there because I've worn glitter before. It comes off pretty easily, I think. Mm-hmm. It's like when you put a lot on, so I was like, I have to make sure it stays on the whole night.
Mm-hmm.
So I put so much on there, and I was driving like it was such a scary drive,
but it was worth it though.
It was so... Oh, I just tried to grab your phone, sorry. Okay, you ready? What are we talking about?
I don't know, something about remembering something.
Oh, I have eyeliner on too. I have a whole look on.
Yeah, you do.
I think
your decorations. I feel like I remember this. Something about your decorations. I feel like you have some sort of decorations.
I feel like she's not loud. Why is she so quiet?
I don't know. It is kind of quiet, but...
Should we hook it up to the TV?
Should we?
Change
locations!
Would that be a fun little viewing
thing? Yeah, let's go.
Okay. We're going to be right back. We're going to go change locations. We're going to put it on our TV, and we'll be right back, okay? Oh, God. Hello, everyone. We are back, and we have a whole wide... Oh, you can't see it, but we have a wide spread of food now. We went and got some Mickey D's, and now we are sitting in front of my TV, and we're going to be watching... How much of the episode are we going to watch?
I feel like, a 30-minute... Or just until we finish.
Yeah, just...
We usually take, like, 30 minutes eating, I feel.
Yeah.
When we have snacks. Like, yeah.
Is this loud enough?
No, yeah, I think so. Like, they should be able to hear that, right?
Is this cringy? No, I mean like, do you feel cringe watching yourself from a year ago?
Yeah. The way I sounded earlier.
What are we talking about?
I don't know anymore. I don't like no idea.
I like throwing my arm because I was like,
That's what my left.
Ooh, I don't like those pants. I don't stand by those pants.
I'm Maria. I'm a Cancer sun.
No fucking way! Ah! That is true to me though.
You look so different.
Right? That's why I like look like them. I'm like, we look so different. I feel like I look super different.
I hardly recognize that girl.
I don't like my fair.
The other day.
I feel like it does not look like that at all.
My house. And it was
like not exactly like that.
Work, right? And then I was looking outside because like it's dark and you know, gotta be observant of your surroundings.
That blush is bright.
So I see something.
It is, but I think that's blue. Like, and it would make you if you had like little white stars on there. I was like, that's so cute.
But it was not a cat. And I started going, like...
This is when you hit...
The possum that ran at me. Oh, my God.
It was a possum. And it came running at me.
Scariest moment of my life, bro. I thought it was a cat.
I screamed and that made it go away. But it came at me at first.
You should
pet
it.
It came at me, so I think it wanted me to pet it.
Some people have them as pets. I saw them like, I will admit, they are kind of cute when they're, like, babies. I'm not gonna lie.
You should have kept it.
No. Okay, oh my God, please do.
Oh no.
I'm a Leo.
Oh my.
You followed my lead.
I did.
Cancer rising, cancer suck.
I still stand by that statement.
Wait, what did you even say?
Cancer suck.
So
no! That was insane. You're more cancer than me.
I've been to the beach one time.
I have gone 3 times now.
And we would always,
oh, really?
To the beach? Because remember me and you and Laura went.
Oh, yeah.
They were dead, though. Like,
what a trip.
We need to do another trip like that again.
It was so much fun till the end.
Oh, yeah.
When I started sobbing in the car and then Laura...
Like the last 30 minutes.
Laura wanted to stop screaming about McDonald's.
I remember. And then we were at McDonald's. What even happened at McDonald's? I remember just a big whole thing. What even happened? She wouldn't order because she was laughing too much.
Yeah. And then when...
Sorry, Laura. We're talking about her. She's like, what the fuck? Watching this?
She knows.
True.
We're not like being mean.
That's true. I'm not going to be so funny to be her right now watching.
I know.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
But it's true, Laura.
I was so mad.
No, I saw.
Yeah, it had everything.
What's dead?
What are we talking about?
I don't know. That's this whole episode. It's just going to be us being like...
What
are we saying? Wow. Content.
Okay.
Content right there. What are we doing?
We're looking up something. You know what? Maybe we'd be better with some more volume.
Do you want some more volume?
Yeah.
And it was more than one. That's good. Like, it was like 3 times we found some. They never stung us.
Were they clear?
Yeah. Jellyfish.
Jellyfish, yeah.
Not clear, but like...
Are
you asking me?
Well, I saw these TikToks where like they were like holding clear jellyfish,
but
they were still alive, but they didn't.
I feel like I look young.
No, they have.
I was 18.
No, yeah, you do look young. That's what I'm saying,
that
like, you look bigger.
No, I was.
I mean, like bigger like this, but like you look older.
I know, I was freshly 19.
Yeah, but like freshly 19 is like you're still at that 18 age. Like,
still basically.
I don't know. Do you guys ever think about it like this? Like when you're like turning to like a different age? I feel like the first half, like right now, I'm 21. I still feel like I'm in, like, 20. But, like, the thing that happened to me when I was 20, like, more later on, probably, like, around February-ish, maybe January-ish, I was like, I feel like 21. You know, like, bling that age. No, not 21. Like, I'm starting to finally feel, like, that age.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, when I was 19.
I don't feel 20 yet.
You know what I mean? Like, you still feel 19, but, like, more, like, later on, like, your birthday's in August, like, what, maybe, like, March-ish, February-ish, you're probably going to be, like, I feel 20. You know what I mean? Like, that's what I was trying to say. I don't think I came it. I did it good.
Does it feel still feel a little surreal that you can just go into anywhere now?
I know, like, oh, my God.
And order whatever you want?
Yes. And I've been liking it. I'm just like, let me get it. I'm not that I've done that many times, like, so.
Oh, I don't like Saturn's rings. I don't like the sounds.
There's no way.
This sucks.
I know, I have no idea what we're talking about.
This sucks. This is our most popular episode.
So we had to start something. They saw potential. Well, maybe they didn't. They never came back, huh? You said it's the most popular one, right?
It's the most popular one on Spotify.
Oh.
Our most popular one on YouTube is...
Are we doing ASMR?
Oh, yeah, we...
I started to try... No, I'm
just... Oh, my God.
Oh. But you brought the M. You brought it up.
We're talking about ASMR.
Oh.
We're kind of funny.
We are funny. People always like playing with
my hair. I don't own that necklace anymore.
Oh, yeah. People really like playing with my hair.
Yeah,
it's true.
I've changed
my life.
So much has changed.
Imagine we'll be in here, though. Do you think I'm going to be, we're going to look back at this one and be like, wow, we look so young. We look so different. Because, like, I feel like we look so different. I feel like that's like 2 years of my life. You know?
Mm-hmm. Do you still watch those ASMR videos?
No, I haven't done it forever. My go-to background noise recently has been Impractical Jokers.
See, mine,
fucking love them.
My whole life, for genuinely as long as I can remember, like ever since Trixie's been on YouTube, she's always been my background sound.
Really?
And I don't like, it's not working anymore.
Mm. Whoa, end of an era of background noise.
Episode sucks.
Yeah.
This episode sucks.
Listen, we had to start off somewhere. We didn't know what we were doing. We were never like used to this.
Do you still have the top?
Yeah, I still have it.
It's really cute.
I know, I really like it. I can't wait to wear it.
You should bring it to New York.
It would be a good outfit.
You have a bunch of cute clothes.
Well, thank you.
I don't.
I was planning on maybe bringing this outfit. Maybe this would be a good outfit.
No, that's a really cute outfit.
And like,
outfit.
Flip. And if like I had tights, and like if I had like my black boot, high heel boots. Look it up later. Wait, you want me to say that?
I'm not bringing.
Nah, you have to bring that. And you have to bring that the glitter. I think that'd be a really good look with that. Like the lights hitting you like perfectly and you're dancing and then like someone from a bar sees you. Like,
it confused me.
I don't know what bottoms to wear with this.
Well, you know, like that cool, like, outdoor, like those like baggy pants, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I think that would look good since like it's tight up here. Be a little more like a little looser. But like still like form it into like back there, you know. Before and where it looks good. Like not super oversized, just where they're like, whoa.
Before we go, I'm gonna clean out my trunk because I probably have like a whole nother closet worth of clothes in there. I haven't touched in like 3 years.
No, do it now. Now we can like start planning outfits. Because I do have a few things I'm like, okay, I already know what I'm gonna bring.
This episode sucks.
I mean, yeah, I don't know what we're talking about. We keep like having our own conversation.
Do you want to switch to a different episode?
No, stick more to the middle.
Okay.
Like, I want to finish watching it, kind of. I feel like we're still in the beginning. Like, what, 10 minutes? Yeah. So, like, 34, yeah. 34 second mark. We're laughing about something, so it has to be good.
Hold on. That's not what we're laughing about.
I think like the one that I'm thinking about still is when I went to go visit my family in Indiana, we were staying at their house, right? And like there's this one room, like it just scared
me. Family.
Oh, scary stuff.
You have family in Indiana?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, even the furniture.
Okay, no, besides that, just the walls.
But, like, orange couch. Orange walls, orange toilet.
What are we talking about?
I just didn't like the vibe.
I don't know.
No, we are. We're talking about the room that my aunt has in Indiana. And like, it had a weird vibe to me.
What did you say was orange that I made a joke about? Oh, and I made a joke about everything being orange?
Yeah.
That's not funny.
Well, like, literally, I didn't know anything. Like, they didn't tell any of the scary stuff that happened there yet. Like, I just had a bad vibe. Like, literally, just that. Like, I just, like, I didn't like it. It creeped me out.
I remember I was so scared. Because, like, I didn't even want to open my eyes. I remember, like, over my head. Like,
you're a slow eater.
There, and not see anything. Like, even when
I may have been talking, though.
Oh, yeah.
Have I
not been?
I feel like I've been talking more.
I haven't, you know what's jarring? You know what's weird? You know what's jarring? I haven't seen myself hit the vape one time.
Wow. Okay, we did skip though. Wait, in the first 10 minutes though, you still didn't?
I didn't see it at all.
Maybe hit it good? Did you ever care?
I think at this time, I didn't want to do it on camera.
Oh, okay, don't know, that's it.
Can you see? Do you see me?
Do you see me?
Do you see me fidgeting, wanting to do it? I said.
I remember you used to move a lot, but I just kind of thought like that was just you, you know.
No, it was my short withdrawals. It was my not. And you know what? How I'm supposed to stop after this one?
And you're here holding it like paddling it.
To be fair, was it in my pocket till just now?
No, I thought you were holding it all the time.
No, it was in my pocket.
From my point of view, it looked like you like this. Like it didn't even look like you got it out.
I want to stop after this one. But also, I want to bring one to New York. So, like, I could probably just, like...
I'm going to say linked in it, but, like, I feel like you've had that for, like, a while already.
We're laughing.
I don't know what's funny. I stopped paying attention.
I know it's not the kids in front of me, because, like, it's not
like... Oh, I'm still telling a scary story.
Oh.
I think we're telling stories, bro.
Yeah, I can tell. I remember on the road trip...
I know, that's what I'm talking about. But you guys took up to, like, 15 minutes.
On the road trip one, you talked about this one. It was a good, you were telling it good. It was really interesting. Mm-hmm. You just told it for like 15 minutes. You know what? I listened to every word.
Really?
It was good. You're a good storyteller.
Thank you. I go super in detail, you can tell.
You're a good storyteller. You really paint a picture for me.
That's what I try to do.
When we're little. A little. And you start telling me a story, I'm just sitting there like,
really?
Visualizing it.
Whoa. But yeah, I've been doing that too. I visualize what I mine.
I remember like a few years later.
I'm sorry, I did not mean to raise it. I did not mean to raise it.
I thought you were trying to scare me.
But anyways, I remember like a few years later,
did you like the TikTok I posted?
You posted a TikTok?
This is boring.
I didn't know you posted a TikTok.
Not today, you liked it the other day when I groped your toes by accident.
Oh yeah, that was funny. My friend commented under it.
Who was that? Cause I just
Brian.
Oh, I thought it was so funny.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was funny too.
When I edit these TikToks, I need you to know I'm in my bedroom, in the clouds, scream laughing.
Well, you need to keep doing it because it's funny to me. Like it's generally funny to me the way you've been editing them.
Oh, the echo. Yes. The echoing is what gets.
That one was good.
I have a few more. I'll show you when we go and tell our stories because this is not gonna last much longer.
Yeah, just like what, another 5 minutes or something.
I should have a flying cow.
But yeah, I like it.
I still have that cow.
Oh my god.
It's up there. Is it not up there? Did he take it? No, wait.
We'll find it later.
Yeah, you're right. But I should still have that cow. I've had that cow since I was like 11.
And I know he would take your cow.
Oh, and do you see that little church music thing? It's behind the pink pop figure. It's like,
oh yeah.
I've had that since I was like 10 too. I got that and the cow at the same garage sale.
Oh wow. So it's like sentimental.
I love that music box. I need to play it for you. When. Do you want
later
to? Oh, this story still freaks me out. It's still fruit. Did I tell the rest of the story?
I don't know.
I didn't tell the rest of the story.
You didn't?
No, there's more.
Fill us in. Oh my god, we're getting New details, guys. Never before seen, never before heard.
There's more of that story. So, you know how I told you that, like, the lights were flickering?
Yeah.
When they went back inside, my sister found a random necklace sitting on her bed. Like, and, like, no one knew where it came from. Like, it was no one's in the house.
That's scary.
And then, so my sister, like, she had, like, this tree where she kept all her, like, jewelry. It was, like, really, it was so pretty. And so she hung it up there. And then the next day, it was gone.
That's scary.
Why did, that's, like, a juicy part. That's, like, a good part of the story. Why did I leave that out? That's a good part.
Well, like, y'all swear no one, like, recognized it?
No one recognized it. Like, even my, like, she was, like, she asked my stepmom. She was, like, did you put this on my bed? And my stepmom was, like, I've never seen that before. So.
But, yeah, that is freaky, though. Like, the fact that it showed up out of nowhere and then, like, she, like, hanged it somewhere so it could be, like, saved. And then, like, it just disappeared.
Oh, my God. And one time. I wasn't there for this one, but they were playing the Ouija board, and when they went back inside, my you're gonna freak out.
Oh my god, freak out.
So there's like at my dad's house, there's like a hallway. You've never been to my dad's house, right? That was so stupid.
Freak out. Oh my god. Yes. I'm sorry. I was like, oh, we didn't get it.
There's like a hallway, right? And above my sister's door, there was a cross.
Yeah.
And when they went back inside, it was flipped upside down.
But you fucking told me that. I remember, I still remember you told me. You gave me the fucking heebie-jeebies. We're going to the Crybaby Bridge, Daniel. I think it was, like, the first time. So, like, I was, like, getting scared. Because I was, like, hearing, like, knowing for myself, like, we had researched at Crybaby Bridge that we were supposedly going to hear or see. I was nervous. And hearing your story, I was like, oh, my God. I know. It was the second time. Because I remember it was with your roommate. And he told some really good stories, too.
Scories? You know what else I'm noticing?
Yeah.
We don't seem comfortable.
I'm telling you, it's because, like, bro, you just seen that clip of me just, like, completely dodging my french fries. Like, what's going that way? The other one's going that way. But, yeah, I'm saying, like, we're, like, we've never done it before. Like, we've, even you are not, you're not even looking at the camera that much.
And I used to make a lot of, like, at the time, I wasn't making a lot of content, but I used to make a lot of it.
At the time, I remember you being more confident, but, like, not really, you didn't really look at the camera more.
You looked at it a lot, because literally at the beginning of the episode, you said, oh, I guess I should be looking at them.
Oh, I did. I did, huh? Yeah.
And then I just...
But, you know, I did it from nervousness. I even do it now, just, like, see how we look. So it's more...
Can I tell you something? The reason I keep looking over there is because I'm afraid that I'm going to run out of storage again, because I have so much trauma from it.
Oh, no.
When it ran out of storage on our best friends episode, I've never felt more embarrassed. That was so...
It was so funny.
It was shameful. I feel like I should have been whipped. It was such... Oh,
oh my god.
Oh, shame.
Oh shame. My god.
Oh, so embarrassing.
It's okay.
I was so happy that when we did our episode with Chris, it didn't do that. I don't know how it didn't do that, because I was still using this phone at the time, and, you know, every episode it would do it.
Oh, yeah. But I think I started doing it, like, midway, though.
Mm-hmm. I was... Yeah, I don't think I was doing it at this point.
Yeah, no. I feel like, what? November-ish?
January? So embarrassing.
Anyways, the
second my upgrade was available, I was like, mother, we need to go get my upgrade now. She's like, why? And I was like, I can't do it with this phone anymore. Like, I need it for the podcast. And she was like, so you want to get a new phone so you have an extra one to record on? And I was like, yes. And she was like, it's your money. I mean,
it's a smart idea considering what we're doing, you know, and like what we're hoping for it to become.
I mean, what it will become.
Yeah.
What it will become.
It will become.
You won't leave me when we're famous, right?
Hell no.
That's what I thought.
If we start popping up, I'm not leaving.
When
we pop up, I'm not leaving.
I need you to know, though, I do plan on making separate content aside from this.
That's fine. Do what you gotta do.
I want...
We've talked about this before.
I know, but you know my dream is to be famous.
Yeah, do you.
And so... But you know what? I will never do anything without you.
You'll never what?
I'll never do anything without you. Like, oh, if they're like, we want you at the Met Gala, I'll be like... My business partner has to come too. It's a must. I mean, if she's not coming, I'm not coming. I'm sure the Met Gala wouldn't care if I wasn't coming, but other events.
I mean, if they invite you though.
I don't know. I mean, if she's not coming, I'm not coming.
Oh
Could you imagine me out? I don't want to do anything without you. We're building up a business together.
I wouldn't pick you. I would pick my mom. Let's go to the Met Gala. Or my sister. I'm like, if like she's more older, I'm like, let's go to the Met Gala.
We're building up a business together, and this is the way I get.
Thinking about it, if we were to get famous, I mean, when we get famous, we are gonna do separate content because, like, we have different personalities. So, like, obviously, like, brands like would watch us.
That TikTok you posted, I really liked.
What TikTok? I really liked it.
You look so pretty in it.
Thank you, but like, we have different personalities, obviously, but like, that's what makes it work. Because like, why would you want the same exact personality? That we get boring. I feel like at some point.
Can't say anything though.
What?
I feel like if me and Anna had a podcast, it would get boring pretty fast.
Really? Or, I feel like you guys have a good dynamic.
No, I mean, like, we could talk for hours, but a lot of the times when we talk, it's either referencing inside jokes or, like, something that other people wouldn't get. And so that whole podcast would us be like, okay, I'm going to give you an example of one of our inside jokes. You're not going to get it, but it would be, like, the green one, and then we would just start cackling about it. And everyone would be like, what the fuck are you laughing about? Or she'd look at me and be like, so what do you think of the road to El Dorado? And I would start cackling. And no one would fucking get it. And they'd be like,
well, unless you explain it, but I guess it wouldn't be inside.
It wouldn't be as funny.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same. Well, let me finish.
Okay, I'm sorry.
But I'm saying, like, the brands, like, when we get fans, they're going to see, like, our differences. And, like, a brand's going to want a different thing for a different person, you know? Like, depending. So, like, I feel like if a brand were to pick you, and then, like, you got big from, like, that. Like, Emma Chamberlain, she got really big with, like, what was it? Gucci, was it?
I have no idea.
I don't know, some fashion brand. Fendi? I don't know. Some fashion brand, like, she got really big with, and, like, now it's here, like, modeling and all that.
Have you seen,
So, it's, like, something, and, like, she got invited to, like, the Met Gala and all that. Like, we're doing our own different thing. If it was, like, something where, like, we got big from, like, the exact thing, like, this is the thing that brought us, like, let's say, like, some fashion designer, like, wants us, like, not just one of us, like, both of us, like, to collaborate with them.
They would want you.
Well, like, well, no, what do you mean? I think you're good fashion. You picked that out.
Girl, this isn't very cute.
It's cute. Okay, the jeans aren't cute, but, like, if they were just cleaner.
Yeah, I would have.
And, like, didn't look as worn. But, like, I see the vision. Like, if they were to, like, been brand new or just more new.
It's okay.
It was just more newer, like the actual night's, like, color it is that you can obviously tell it was. Right. You wouldn't be eating right now.
I got home from work, and I laid down, and I couldn't help but close my eyes. I was so tired. Mm-hmm. I was driving home, and, like, halfway through my drive.
Why did you put an eyeliner?
Halfway through my drive, my vision just kept going blurry, and I was like,
well, that's not good.
Yeah, I was like, I need to be home right now.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyways.
But
if we were to get big like that, where it's, like, both of us, then it's, like, yeah, obviously. Well, I mean, we'd both be older than by our own plus one, I think. But either way, it's, like, just say, like, you, obviously I would pick you if it were something to be like that. Because, like, we both got big from that thing together. So I'm going to, like, yeah.
Thank you.
But if it was separately. I'm just keeping it real.
Have you seen...
I wouldn't be offended if you picked someone else. Like, I get it.
Have you seen the Jenna and Julian podcast before? When Jenna Marbles was still making videos?
I was the biggest fan.
Well, I want to do... When we start getting, like, people wanting to sponsor us... Or, you know what I mean? I want to do segues like they did. Because, like, you know how, like, a lot of podcasts are, like... Film the ads outside of the... Like, outside of it, and they'll just put it into the episode?
Oh, yeah, no. Summer Talks would be doing that.
I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Jenna and Julian...
The good ones were, like, they, like...
Jenna and Julian would make it funny. Mm-hmm. And I think it'd make... Yeah, they, like, it'd be, like... she'd be talking about something like kind of sad, and he'd be like, "Well, speaking of that, me undies." It's so fun. I'll have to show you some.
I've seen people do that before. Yeah, it looks good.
I think it's funny, and that's what I want. I don't want to just.
It just looks aesthetically more pleasing
than just plugging in.
It also sounds more pleasing because like it just sounds so like cohesive, and also if it looks good, like you just can't not like it. Then if it would just be like a sudden change and like boom. Here's this. It's like TV.
Julian,
you know, like when you're watching your favorite TV show, and oh my god, commercials. I fucking hate it when I was a kid. Fucking hate it. But I actually get genuinely mad. I'm like, are you kidding me?
Commercials?
Like, especially when the show like left you on a clipping. I'm like, oh my god.
You know what I hated? when she'll leave you on a cliffhanger and I have to wait till
the next week. I'm like, I'd be stressed. I still remember fighting Carter. That one is stressing me out. Like, almost every episode, I'm like, oh my god, what's gonna happen next week?
Can I tell you something?
What?
I had a piece of paper that I wrote down what day and what time each show aired so I could keep up with each series. And so every day, I'd go to my piece of paper, I'd look what was coming on that day, and I'd be like, okay, great. A new episode of Adventure Time's on today. Mm-hmm. Click. Mm-hmm. I loved it. Mm-hmm. But
I always was able to remember.
Really? I was not. I had to have...
I feel like most of them always aired, like, on a Friday, Saturday.
I treated that piece of paper like it was gold. Like, I hid it from my family. Because I didn't want them to see it. I was like, they can't know. Only I can know.
How good that show is. Yeah,
how... Girl, I really like to gatekeep.
They wouldn't hear you watching it? Like, see you watching it?
Well, they would, but they would never know the time. They would never know what time it was airing. Like, the next episode.
Oh, I guess
only
you're right.
I knew what time the next episode was airing.
Okay.
And I like to keep it that way. Okay. I don't know. I literally hid the piece. I still remember where I hid it, too.
Where do you hide it? Let everyone know.
Okay, so
your mom listens, right?
Sometimes.
She gets to find
out. Oh, by the way, she wanted me to tell everybody on the podcast. Oh, yeah, she brought it up. Because you remember how we were talking about my old cat, Shippo?
Mm-hmm.
She was upset because I spelled it wrong in the TikTok. So it's... hold on, wait. Where's the text of my mommy? So it's S-H-I-P-P-O.
Mmm.
And I spelled it S-H-I-P-O, and she was not very pleased with that.
You didn't get it right.
She loved me the most, and I didn't even know how to spell her name.
No, you thought she loved you the most. Shippo's more funny. Wait, was that what you said?
Yeah, Shippo loved me the most, and I didn't even know how to spell her name.
Oh, never mind. My joke doesn't make any sense anymore. Never mind.
Do you want to take a break, and then when we come back, we'll tell stories?
Yeah,
okay, I hope you enjoyed us reacting to our first episode. I know the first episode fucking sucks.
Yeah. I feel like we didn't react. No, we reacted enough in like the beginning.
The way that we just... That clip of us being sitting in silence, which
I
is,
know, we're just...
It's so
funny. Should we recreate it? I think that's so funny, just...
Okay, here, hold on, hold this.
Like,
what? I wasn't ready. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay, are y'all ready? We're gonna recreate our most iconic scene. Oh my god.
Here we go, looking things up.
I should make a TikTok of me doing it side by side.
Like, yes, okay. Yes.
You ready? That's so awkward.
I know.
Why?
And we just move it.
We'll be right back. No, not goodbye.
No,
we'll be back.
We'll be back.
We'll
break.
Hello, everyone. We are back. And Maria, I have some stories for you. Sean?
Yeah, I would love to hear.
I have some stories for you. Hold on, wait. First, can I check my notes? Because I know I had more things to talk about with you. Hey, guys. How are y'all? I hope y'all have been enjoying us for the past year. And I can't wait for many of you other people to come and watch us as well. Welcome back. Okay.
Thank you.
This is what I want to talk about. First of all, this made me want to vom. So I was on Twitter the other night and I saw a video of a man. Oh god, it's so nasty. Finishing on the puss. And then he ate the puss.
Yeah.
I let out an audible gasp. Uh-huh. I couldn't even finish doing what I was doing because it was too much. Oh, bitch, what are you?
There are needles. There's needles.
She's smart.
Oh, she got away from it.
See, she's smart. It was so nasty. Like I don't get shocked at things very easily anymore. That it made me gasp so loudly in my bedroom alone at night. I literally gripped my sheets and I was like, what was that? It was too much. Okay.
Crazy.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
Trix, I heard Trixie say this and I realized how true it is. when I see like another gay person in public and I know they're gay.
Is it the F slur? For it's some so funny to
for
me.
For some reason, I just want to go, faggot!
And then like, but then the thing is, like, they realize they're like, ah! Like, that's so funny to me.
I think it would be.
You like, can do it. That's so funny. But like, as we always been.
Fag!
Like, walk by, like, the, and they'll see you and they're like, oh, well, it would, and don't.
It would be so.
We're not promoting people that.
That's
it. I'm part of that community to say it, though.
That's how. Remember how I said I don't know how to
but
make.
Imagine you say someone that's straight.
Remember how I said.
Well, I guess if you choose.
Remember how I said I don't know how to make friends. That's my way to make friends.
I mean, that's funny. I would laugh. I think it's funny. Maybe part of it, I think it's funny. You know what I mean? Funny.
If someone screamed the B slur at you and then you turned around and saw that it was another Hispanic person, would you laugh?
No. What the fuck? No.
That's
you're just calling me a bitch. No, it's not.
No. Not a bitch.
Oh, Peter.
Yeah. And you turned around and saw another Hispanic person, would you laugh?
I'm like, what?
I feel like that's the same situation.
It's pretty much the same, but it's kind of like, I mean, I'd just be smiling after I realized what it was, but like, I would, nah, yeah. I'd be like, what? And I'd turn around like, oh, okay. But like, what the heck?
Before we get into the
wait, but you know what I've been watching lately?
Oh, what?
Digital Pants.
Oh,
so
I know.
Funny. Watch out.
I know. Oh, wait. Can you do something for me?
What?
Can you demonstrate to the world what you did to me today with your southern accent?
Oh, no.
And then would you also mind providing the British and Australian accent?
Okay. I think mine are actually obvious. So, actually, I'm not nervous. Hold on. Let me. Okay. So, this one's going to be southern. Hold on. And I'm good at this one because I am from the good old South. Now, what are you laughing at? This is a good. This is a good country act.
You know what it sounds like?
What?
It sounds like an actress doing a country accent in like a movie.
But like, I sound amazing, seen, right?
Have you seen what's the movie called? I don't know if it's the movie or show. The Help.
Mhm.
You sound like that like. I've never seen
like
the show.
Just one of them.
I don't know. I've never seen the show, so I don't know if she's actually nice. But like the blonde one who is at least acting nice when the maid first arrives, you know what I'm talking about? You sound like her.
Really? Well.
Not an insult.
All right. I mean, I honestly don't remember that
I
well.
I don't.
But I think I know who you're talking
about. Is it Emma Stone in that movie?
She is, but I don't think she's a blonde one.
No, she's not the blonde
she's
one.
She's just her regular red hair self, I think,
do you
in that
pull
one.
It up?
No, yeah, pull it up. Because, like, I feel like I remember, but I feel like I'm just imagining a basic white lady also. With blonde hair.
I know there's two blonde ones. There's one blonde one that's like really mean.
No, yeah, that's the mean one. So I know you're talking about her.
No.
I generally.
Have you seen the? Okay, the other one's not blonde.
Oh.
You sound
her?
Like
her.
You sound like her.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Yeah, I remember her.
She, I don't know. If she's like actually a good person, but from what I've seen, she seems really sweet.
Oh, really?
I've never seen it, so I don't know.
No, yeah. I saw that once.
Also, I just love this actress. I think she's so good.
Oh, yeah, she's good. She's really good. Right? But anyways, here's my British one.
There is another blonde one that's a bitch. I just realized. This is the bitchy blonde one. I remember.
Oh, she's terrible.
She remember she fired.
Absolutely terrible, man.
Is that one British?
Oh, of course. What? Hold on. Hold on, mate. No, that's Australian. But I can get into Australian pretty easily too. Yes, I can.
I think I can do a good British accent. I think I can do a really good Southern accent because.
But you gotta. But can't. Hold on, I'm giggling.
We never
like,
did.
What? I know, but.
We forgot.
We should take another break after I do my.
Well, I want to show my accent.
Okay. Hold on. But can you do. But can you do. Hold on.
Good day.
No. But can you do a good under. Again.
If y'all could see her face right now, I'm scared.
Zoom into it. I know I intensely
You were like this. I can't see it.
I intensely looked into you like this. I'm offended. I thought you said she was smart. She just knocks everything over.
This was Maria. She said.
I know. I was intensely.
I was like, I'm scared.
Hold on. But can you do good on the accent?
Down under.
Down under. Oh, yeah. But can you do a good down under accent?
No,
mate.
Neither can you, apparently.
Yes, I. It's a lot of work, okay? You try doing it.
Okay, here, hold on.
I feel like I did kind of good. Like, obviously, in some parts I fuck up. But, like, I think it's kind of decent when I am actually doing it.
Okay, so we're going to start with my southern accent. Because I think my southern accent's pretty good.
Oh, no, it is good.
And hold on, you know what makes it even better? Mm. Okay, hold on. I need to get back into the mindset of my old job.
You need to say boiled peanut.
Hey, y'all, how y'all doing tonight? My name's Nathaniel. I'm going to be y'all server tonight. What can I get y'all started with to drink?
Oh, that's good. Drink.
I did it all the time there. I did
it. Actually, did you know that the southern accent came from the British accent? The southern accent is just more... withdrawal.
Then why is the southern accent so ugly? No, I'm just kidding. Hold I'm on. Just kidding.
The southern accent is just more withdrawal, but like the British accent I heard is like
she's
more...
upset. I hear her.
Really?
I'm a mother.
Okay. The eyebrow raised it. I can't even do it. But like.
I'm a mother.
But anyway.
I'm a mother.
But like. And the British one I think is like it's just more like more fast paced or something. But I saw a video about it.
Hold on, wait. I can do a good British accent.
So like,
hold on.
Let me Google it.
I think I can do a pretty good British accent. Mm-hmm. Could you give me a nice glass of water?
Water? How about tea?
We are
in Britain.
I would not like a spot of tea. I would just like a glass of water.
Well, you're bloody motherfucking crazy, man! What do you mean you don't want some tea? What do you mean? We're Britain! For God's sake! The Queen would have you in jail! Prison! Exiled!
You know what's really unfortunate then? What? She's dead.
Oh, that's... I forgot she was dead!
Do you remember? Okay. I'm not making jokes about their death, but do you remember when those pictures of Prince Harry, her husband was going out, and he looked so...
Oh,
like...
no, he looked already dead. Like, he looked... bro, I don't know how he was alive. He looked terrible. I mean, listen, everyone thought it. Let's be fucking for real. Can't get canceled if everyone thought it. We all thought the same thing. Mans hanging on to literally the last fucking thread.
Mans was dry.
Yes, he kind of looked like the little thing from SpongeBob. That was
chocolate!
Like, he looked... Shut up.
Wait, can I do my impression of that one guy from SpongeBob?
Yeah.
Okay.
My leg! Is that one?
Oh, brother, this guy stinks! My drink? My diet, Dr. Kelp?
That one's good.
I think my lady from Monsters, Inc. is way better. Oh, I do a good stitch, too.
Oh, really? Do it. You know, apparently making a stitch... It looks weird as fuck, apparently.
Our hammer meets family.
Oh, that is good.
Our family with no one gets left behind.
No, that's good, yeah. No, yeah. I never mind looking it up.
Thank you. I'm a fucking voice actor. I'm convinced that could be one of my perfect... If...
Well, hey, try to get cast in the new Stitch movie. Apparently I'm making one.
I'm convinced I could be a voice actor. I mean, have you heard me... Y'all? Maria's heard me sing musicals before. I feel like I transform into another person. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh my god, you know Beetlejuice?
Yeah.
When I sing that musical, I am a different person. I think I do his voice so well.
Do it right now.
But first you... Okay. Wait, I haven't heard... Hold on, wait. I haven't heard...
Dude, make it a new movie of that one too. I want to see that one. When it comes out, I want to see that one.
I don't know your name. Well, I can't say it. How I really want to see the new Wicked movie. I can't wait for it to come out.
Oh, yeah, Ariana.
Oh, you know what I want to talk about?
What? Okay, here we go.
Oh.
So it says, okay, I'm not going to read it to y'all. It says, sometimes the southern accent is called a country accent to imply its rural or working class nature. For non-Southerners, the Southern accent can be perceived as uneducated or bad English. Okay, this is the part. Actually, the Southern accent comes directly from British received pronunciation and aerostatic society.
Interesting.
Yeah. It didn't say why, but like, it.
I will write this point.
That's interesting. Okay.
And there's also another accent that comes from another one, but, like, I forgot. Like, something with the French accent is what made the Louisiana accent. You fucking remind me of the fucking shrimp from Finding Nemo.
Oh.
Is the Jacques guy?
It's clean. It's clean.
That was terrifying. I love that fucking shrimp.
You know what I want to talk about?
What?
Something makes me mad. The new Insidious movie was so fucking bad.
Really?
I get why it wasn't as scary, because it was wrapping up the story, it's finishing up the series.
No, I wouldn't get that. But like, if anything, like, it's the last movie.
It should be.
Like,
it,
come on. This is the last one. Pump everything out. Give it to me. Give me every jump scare. Give me a heart attack.
I want to scream. I screamed once. Only one time.
Mm-hmm.
The other ones, hooting and hollering the whole movie.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, no.
This one, I screamed. I jumped maybe a few times.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, like, once or twice. But, like, it was just, like, very obvious when the jump scares were coming.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
No, I know. There are movies like that where it's, like, you know it's about to happen.
Like, you know the first Insidious movie? You know the scene I recreated?
Mm-hmm.
That's a jump scare you don't see coming.
No, yeah, yeah.
Like, that was a...
It was perfect.
Did you see... I think I might take that TikTok down, because I really hate the way I did the jump scare.
Really?
I think I looked so stupid.
Roll the clip.
Do you want to see... Roll the clip. Promise not to bully me.
I don't know. Depends. I mean, I'm remembering... I'm pretty sure I saw it, and it looked bad to me.
And I'm making a scream one right now.
Ooh. But it looked bad to me that I'm remembering.
I can still hear that voice.
It's so embarrassing, Maria.
No, you're good. I did see this. You have good acting. Did I see this?
That was so nasty. Like, that wasn't...
That was nasty, but it was scary.
The...
I'm not gonna lie, I did get a little scared, but that's also why I was like, what the fuck? I don't think I've seen that. Is that you, too?
Yeah, that's me.
Scary.
It's a daughter.
I think I'm an actor.
No, you're good. There's one of your TikToks that you done recently that it looked scary.
The...
And, like, you had the faces you were making were good. I'm pretty sure this one, yeah. Yeah! It's with the lip quiver!
What?
Is it with the lip quiver?
Yeah, exactly.
Bro, but it was good until you started quivering too much. I was like, no fucking way. I started laughing, but I really believed it. Like,
Rose,
you look genuinely scared.
Thank you.
Like, look at that.
You would never believe how many times I did this.
But it looks good.
My house is open.
Are you alone in the house, ma'am?
Yes.
See that? Like, that's good. Sure? That's good. Like, that's good. I was into it, Daniel.
What?
That was a little...
But the quiver... It was just a little too much quiver for me. Like, I was like... No, I was generally like... Oh my God. And then you quivered. I was like, what the fuck?
Can I show you the scream one?
It was good.
Can I show you the scream one I'm working on right now?
Yeah.
So far, I haven't gotten to any scary points yet. Because I'm doing the... You know the iconic scream scene? The phone call? That's the one I'm doing. Do you like the video unavailable on my TV?
Oh.
So fucking... Oh my God, this is a preview.
Hello? I'm sorry, I guess I dialed the wrong number.
No, why'd you dial it again? Fuck.
To apologize.
You're forgiven. Bye now.
Wait, don't hang up.
This is so hard. Like, it's genuinely hard to do.
But you're doing good, though.
Yeah.
Trying to learn the words and also be an actor. But over here, like, the first few times, I'm like... And I'm a cook.
Cool.
Hello?
Why don't you want to talk to me?
Oh, it's zooming in.
I'll tell you mine.
I don't think so.
What was that noise?
Popcorn.
You making popcorn?
Uh-huh.
I only eat popcorn at the moment.
I've done this. This has taken me 3 days to make.
Really? I mean, you're doing good, though. I mean, you had to learn all of that. And you had to make sure you mouthed it on the right timing.
Oh, that's all I have so far.
No, it looks good, though.
Thank you.
Dude, you need to do a dramatic one. Like, you coming out that back door, you know? Like, running. Are you doing all the way to that part or no?
I think so.
If you are, you need to do it from over there. Because I feel like that back door over there looks kind of creepy. And if you running out it and then, like,
oh, that'd be...
right there near that tree.
It was like that one TikTok we made. Uh-huh. Do you remember?
No, I remember. We did over there. And, like...
it was kind of spooky. Like,
no, yeah, it was spooky.
Someone did not like it, though. Do you remember that?
No, I think I remember you told me, like, you were asking me, like, you first asked me if it was a hate comment, I think, right?
Yeah, someone said,
like, what
excruciating watch.
Oh.
Excruciating watch. I don't think it was that bad.
I don't think it was bad. I thought it was good.
Weird. Is it? I haven't watched this since we posted it.
I don't think it's bad.
Personally. Okay, we gotta get into these stories.
Oh yeah, trying to throw it back.
Okay, these are going to be hookup stories.
Ooh.
Okay, so I have a few. We're gonna start with in this age old question. I went on a Tinder date with a guy and we decided to go back to his place. We were completely naked in bed, getting amped up when he pulled away from kissing me and asked. Can I take a dump on your chest? I stared at him for a solid like 10 seconds before asking him if he was serious. He said that he was. And I have never gotten dressed faster in my life. Needless to say, I never spoke to him again.
Would you ever shit on someone's chest?
No. See, I would piss on somebody if that was their thing. It's not my thing. Mm-hmm, but if that's what they're into and it's like...
No, yeah,
I'm, like,
same.
And I'm like into them, I'll be like, oh... get in my bathtub.
No, yeah, same. I call out the shitting. I'm not shitting on you.
I cut it off. Yeah, that.
And I'm not getting near anyone's shit either.
If your husband of 25 years was like, take my hand, Maria, there's something I never confessed to you.
What? Oh my god, my throat did a weird sound. Did it happen in the first episode?
No, that wasn't the first
one. It was one of the first few.
Come back!
Throwback! Wow, this. The first year anniversary has really been a bunch of throwbacks, huh?
I know.
That one wasn't even planned. Anyways, back to acting.
Maria, there's something I've never confessed to you before. What? My love.
What?
This is really hard to say.
Tell me.
I have a kink that I've never shared with you. Because I'm embarrassed.
What is it?
Poop.
You're fucking with me.
I'm being so serious.
No.
Yeah.
What's the kink?
Poop.
No.
But
to what extent?
I'm telling you.
Okay, bitch.
The one thing I want in life, just for you to do once. Oh, the one thing I want you to do, just once for me, is take a shit on my chest.
No.
Please.
No.
It's my wildest.
I call it at shitting.
It's my wildest fantasy.
It's fucking wild for sure. But it's fucking disgusting too. I'm not shitting on you.
I love you.
Nah, I don't love you like that. Not that much. I'm not shitting on you.
25? No, I wouldn't.
And you're gonna shit on them?
No.
I'm not shitting on them.
Yeah, I have another one.
Okay.
This one's called the Curious Kink. Okay. I was at a frat party with my friends in college, and there was a pretty hot German student I was flirting with. We started hooking up by the pool. We started hooking up by the pool table once the party had died down, and then without warning, he lifted up my arm and licked it. My armpit. I'm not one to yucks anyone's yum, but that was a bit too much for me.
Honestly,
now, what would you do?
I think I'd be surprised.
If you were making out with someone and they said...
I think I'd be like, what the fuck? Also, I'm assuming by the way they described it, like, it kind of all happened fast, but like I feel like they moved on. Like, it was a little, like... and then, like, moved on, right? I think I'd be on shock. I'm like, I think I'd probably just keep going. But, like, I would definitely be in shock.
I mean...
And then, but, like, I would bring it up after, like...
But what the fuck was that?
So, like, do you have, like, an armpit kink? Like, you lift my armpit. Like, I would definitely bring it up.
I like when I like...
But, like, it wouldn't bother me, honestly. Okay.
It felt nice.
I think it tickled, honestly. I think I'd just be, like,
I like when people lick the back of my neck. Leading up to the ear. Girl.
Mm-hmm. But, I feel like that's more like sensational. That just, look at the armpit. That just made it's me. It's not gonna do anything for me.
That just made me flush thinking
right?
about
it. Right, it's more sensational. People, but the armpit, are you gonna? Do you think you'll get flushed?
I don't think so.
I think I'll just giggle for tickling. But like, I mean,
baby girl.
Okay, but I'm not dirty. Some people like the BO smell, but I don't think dirty. I think that's what I call it.
Fucking.
Cause like, nasty. Then that means I have to have bad hygiene, like me. So it's like, and one thing I'm paranoid about is smelling. I don't want to smell. I like smelling.
See, I have a paranoid of it. But my as I told you, my fucking deodorant's not working. My
good one.
My sweat is breaking through the deodorant, and I don't know how it's possible.
You know, some people get Botox on an armpit.
I might have to do that, or you know, really, you know what I
Botox
might.
Botox isn't even that much, Daniel.
You know what I might try? Yeah. I might try shaving it.
Try it, or just maybe even trimming it if you don't even want to shave. Because I know you said you've been trying to be more in your masculine era.
I do want to be
so
in my masculine
era. So it's like honestly, just like give it a little trim.
But like.
Like a nice little shim.
It's long.
You know, it's funny. I had this same conversation with a coworker. We were talking about armpits and trimming
and people
shaving.
Licking them.
We didn't talk about the licking, but we talked about like the trimming and the shaving about it. We also talked about the assholes and fucking vaginas and everything, Daniel. But anyways.
We didn't talk about the licking, but.
But yeah, and he showed me his armpit. He's not that hairy.
Who was that?
Sort of a D.
Okay, so.
And he shouldn't be separate. His isn't there. So, if, like, if you.
Well, he also shits himself, so.
No, yeah. No, I know. Recently, he did it.
I will never look at him. Like, I. After one time, maybe it's an accident.
No, I know. But, like, if it's frequent, it's frequent for him. I'm like, Dakota. I told him. I forget what he told me one day. But he told me something about shitting. I was like, you need to take a probiotic. It takes everything out of you all at once. But like, he's a little too confident saying it. Oh, I said it!
Every time he did, I just went.
I saw you doing that. I was like, why is he doing that?
But,
we'll bleep that out.
Yeah, I'll do. Okay.
Just that part. What I said, D is fine.
I just like.
But yeah, he's a little too comfortable. A little too comfortable saying it. A little too comfortable being okay with it happening.
In bed.
Because we're the same age.
In bed.
And you know when he did it in bed, he said he also did it when he went to the shower to clean up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's a grown adult.
I know. Me and him are the same age. He's a Leo. He just recently turned 21. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're one of them. You're with him.
Maria.
I think he's a July one, though.
Maria. Oh, thank
Maybe
God.
Maybe there's a difference.
No, there is.
Maybe there helps.
There's a difference. Trust. No, Maria.
What?
I'm not one to shame anybody for doing anything. But how many times a week is this fucking hole getting pounded out to the point where shit is just flopping out of it?
No, I know. That's terrible. That's happening.
I've been fucked. At least.
No, although I will say, he told me. I think the thing is he doesn't know what the difference is between a fart and a shit. Because I feel like one time he told me that he had a fart. That's how it happened in the bed. He told me. He thought he was gonna fart. But shit, obviously.
I'm sorry.
So, like, I think that's it. I think he just doesn't know.
I'm sorry.
Which, the thing is, I know, though.
Exactly.
Like, you know, right? Like, you can tell him it's gonna be, like, gas.
No,
but you can
I
tell
will
it's
say,
gonna be shit.
There's sometimes where I, like, maybe, like, rarely where I'm like, I don't know. But
oh, yeah, but, like, maybe because it's harder.
In those instances.
But, like, you stop.
In those instances, sitting on the toilet, I'm not risking anything.
Well, yeah.
I'm not risking a steamy hot turd
going pop up in your undies and pants, but you're still like, I just there's shit in my underwears.
That's
like imagine that happening. Like you're right there. There's shit. Pull up your zipper. Oh my god, it's so embarrassing.
Oh, it's mostly out. No, it's about half.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
But anyways.
Okay, wait a minute.
Not him being a whole segment.
I know. You know, I'll share it again. We have a coworker that has shit himself. It's more than one hand.
No, I know. He's done it pretty often. That's just one of the times he's told us.
In his adult life. Mm-hmm. Fucking Kira has IBS. And she's
and
not
she
shitting herself.
She does not. No.
And she's out here drinking dairy, drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. And she's not shitting herself.
I know.
Also, I don't know if you noticed, I took down the episode of her, with her, like, a while ago.
You told me when you did it,
Oh, yeah.
I remember.
I was like, I can't have this up. But she has IBS, and she's drinking coffee and milk. And you don't see her...
Yeah, she ain't shitting everywhere.
You don't see her dropping steamy.
She knows. I've seen her run to it.
I know.
But the thing is, she knows when it's time to go.
We don't see her dropping steamy loads in her pants. No, for real. Why aren't we dropping steamy loads? It's... Be an adult. Be a fucking adult. Are you not potty trained anymore?
Not the potty trained.
Like, did you never learn how to get potty trained?
No, yeah, it's bad.
You know what pisses me off? What? When kids are like... When, like, there's, like a seven-year-old, and the mom's like, he's not potty trained yet.
No way. I've never met a seven-year-old that's not potty
trained. I've seen,
Like, my mom's already starting my little sister, and she's about to turn, too, like, on the ninth.
I've seen, I've seen from, like, 4 to 7, like, someone, like, it's, like, people not having their kids potty trained at those age, and I'm like...
That's crazy.
Also, what is there to train?
Well, them to tell you.
Oh, yeah, But like
for them to tell you like take me to the bathroom, but then also to like understand like when.
Because
some of them they'll figure it out, but like it's like kind of slow. Like they'll figure it out, but like every once in a while it'll be like you'll keep them in a diaper. My mama will keep them in a diaper until like it's not like every once in a while like they remember. It's like when they like fully remember. But even then it's like easy because like you obviously have to go to graduate. You gotta pretty much teach them it's right. This is when you need to do it.
This is why I couldn't be a parent.
And also you gotta ask them. Like, ask them, like, do you need a... Or, like... Oh, and also, like, you also can tell when they're about to, you know, pee. Well, not pee. More poo. You can tell when they're about to poo because, like, the face and also the sound. So, it's like, are you going to poo? Let's go to the bathroom.
My mom used to do what my little sister... My little sister would hide in a corner and be like...
No!
My mom would be like, what are you doing? Are you pooping? And she'd be like, no. She'd be like, come on, let's go to the bathroom.
Yeah, come on.
She'd be like, come on, let's go to the bathroom. She'd be like, not pooping. And she'd be like, come on, let's go. Stop it. Suck it back in. Come on.
Yeah. Run. Yeah, that's how you teach them.
Run. Oh my god. Okay. Are you ready for another story?
No, yeah. No, I was going to potty train now.
Fucking shit. Is he?
I guess not.
Is he? Like, be a fucking. You're not two. He had to leave work.
No, I remember recently.
He had to leave work.
Recently. This week.
He got to leave work. Because he couldn't hold in a steamy shit.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I would never show my...
Also, I wouldn't admit it. I would not admit it. If I were for some reason, shit my pants at work, I'm straight up lying. I'm going to say, I vomited. I need to go home. Like, I don't feel good. I stained my pants. I'd rather say I stained my pants with my period blood. But, like, it just happened. Because, like, periods, like, sometimes they just come. And, like, sometimes you can't tell.
Mm-hmm.
So, it's like, I'd rather say that. But, like, I would just go with the vomiting one.
Just, like...
But I would not say I shit myself.
It's the openness. Are you not embarrassed?
I know, he's not embarrassed. That's why I don't feel bad talking about it, because he's not embarrassed. He tells everyone.
When he walked into work today, I couldn't even look at him.
Really?
I couldn't even. It makes me mad. Like, it makes me genuinely angry.
Really? I think it's kind of funny, discussing in a funny way.
I understand that there's some people who have, like, conditions where they can't help it. Like,
well, you know what? Maybe we're hating. We don't know his life. Maybe he does. We just don't know. Or maybe he doesn't. I feel like he should check that out, though.
Because
I'm checking that out. If this happened after 2 times, I'm going to be concerned for myself. I'm like, why am I shitting myself?
Well, he likes to talk to you. You tell him to go to the doctor.
I'm not telling him.
I
did tell him about the probiotics, so maybe.
I fucking heard him.
I'm not telling him.
I've heard him blame it on... getting pounded out.
Really?
Yes, I've heard him blaming on that, and I'm like, graphic detail. I've been for a while. You don't see me fucking letting loose.
No, yeah.
You don't see me like the gates of Niagara Falls loose.
Yeah. Also, like, I feel like a bunch will be having anal, like, especially not recently. Well, like, ass being like a big thing, so it's like I feel like a bunch of anal's like been like happening. Ain't no one just shitting themselves out of nowhere. Like, it's not just common for, like, this person. Well, but to no normal person, it's not common to find out, like, yeah, this person just shit themselves.
I'm always petrified of an accident.
Like, well, yeah.
It's my biggest fear. Can I tell you a secret?
What? You pissed yourself?
Pissed? No.
Why? You shit yourself?
One time. when me and Ronnie were first getting together. So every time I would...
You're scaring me. What happened?
Every time I would douche before I went to his house. Uh-huh. And so, because we would usually like wait an hour and then get right into it, right? Uh-huh. This time we did not wait an hour and get right into it. Mm-hmm. We waited the whole day. Uh-huh. And he was putting me in some positions that are not friendly to a person who's not freshly douched. Uh-huh. Oh. Shit on his dick.
I think that's common. One time I had a coworker tell me they shit on the dick also, but they said they had taken a lot of laxatives like the day before, I think, or like the day before, and like the day, or no, I think it was actually that day, and they said like they even ate something after too, and then like they end up shitting on the dick, like when I think when he was taken out, was like when they saw all the shit and like all that.
It was the most embarrassing moment of my life.
Oh yeah,
I still think about it.
But like,
and there's one graphic detail that I don't want to tell you, but I'll share with you anyway. What? A turd pop plopped on the ground.
No fucking way.
A turd plopped.
I wouldn't even know how to redeem myself after that.
Maria?
Like, I want to say it's like, well, you were down there and asked, like, I feel like you should accept it, but, like, expect it, or, like, not expect it, but, like, if it happened, it wouldn't be as surprising, but, like, I feel like I would still be surprised, like, oh my god.
I went in the bathroom after we were done. You know, he went to the bathroom first, and I cleaned up the turd off the
ground. No, yeah. Oh, no, hell no. I'm doing, go away. Let me clean up the mess. Don't even look.
He always went to the bathroom afterwards. Mm-hmm. And so while he was in the bathroom, scrummaging around to clean up the turd. And then he came in. I went in there. I was in there for 2 hours.
Really?
I was so embarrassed. Like, I was in there sobbing. Mm-hmm. It was so embarrassing. Okay. But anyway, we gotta get these stories in. Okay, so I was like, okay, this one's called a small but important detail. Mm-hmm. I made out with a coworker I barely knew at our company's Christmas party. We went to his place and were having pretty good sex in the living room until his ex-girlfriend, who still lived there, banged on the door and started furiously screaming. Oops! The guy went outside to calm her down. I got dressed real quick and somehow snuck out. Weeks later, he asked me to deny our hookup in case she texted me because they had gotten back together. Oh my.
What the fuck? Deny it? She was there. She knew what was happening. What does he mean, deny it?
I don't know.
I was like, what the fuck? I'd be so annoyed to be roped into that drama for no fucking reason. Like, why would you take me to a house where your ex lives at? Would you not? Would you not? Like, how would you feel? I'd be annoyed. Like, why are you giving me all this trauma?
I'd be annoyed.
What do you mean if they text me? Like, don't give them my number. Like, you know what? My number, if anything.
You know what? If they text me, I'm telling the truth. Oh.
I'm probably not answering. Or I'm gonna be like, yeah, like, you fucking barged on, you knocked on the door if I do say anything. Yeah. I don't know. I'm gonna be like, what the fuck? I'm probably not answering, honestly. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, unless they really say something super snarky, where I'm like, okay, I'm about
okay.
to say something.
Okay.
But like, if it's like some dumb shit, like, so did this happen? Like, I'm like, what the fuck? Like, you were there. Like, you know, like, did this happen? You fucking knocked on a door, and that's why I found out you were his ex, and that you're still living together. Like, what the fuck?
That would have been like me bringing someone here while me and him were still living together.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this next one's called A Family Affair. A Family Affair. A guy I had been seeing said his family was out of town and invited me back to his house. We did our deed and I overslept the next morning. I woke up, got dressed, and walked downstairs directly into the dining room where he was having brunch with his entire family. Grandma, grandpa, aunts and uncles included. We were all mortified. I grabbed my things and ran out the door, past the dad in the driveway who smirked and said, "Thanks, come again." To add salt to the wound, I left my $1,000 watch on the nightstand, and he never returned my calls asking for it.
But I would have gone back to that fucking house.
$1,000
watch, bro. I'm coming. Honestly, I'm not even gonna be that embarrassed at that point. I'm gonna be like, "Give me back my fucking watch." Like, what the fuck? I was like, "Why wouldn't you wake her up at least and be like, get out?" Like, I mean, I'd be like, "Get the fuck out!" Like, my family's coming. Like, my aunt. Like, get out. Like, go out the fucking window. Like, they're already there. Like, I don't know. I would not have just been, like, gone down and ate my food. Like, there's not a whole person there.
I would have.
But also, oh my gosh, she overslept. But I guess she did accidentally. But like, still, oh my god.
This next one's called a smelly setback. This one's tying into the conversation that we just had. Gay guy here. I hooked up with a really cute guy who was. No, this one isn't him. I hooked up with a very cute guy who was very dominant. Sorry, I'm just trying to think about him being dominant and it makes me laugh.
Oh.
Could you imagine? Ride me.
No, I don't think he's dominant, no.
Get on top, diva. Suck that cock, bitch.
You're funny.
Yeah. Yes. Stop. Let me put it in your booty. Let me slap you around.
Stop. That's a good one. He would make a sound like that. That's a good impression.
Anyway.
Why is this whole segment been about him, Nathaniel?
Because he's nasty.
Okay.
Anyway.
You really feel strongly about it, though.
He called me a whore.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, this whole, like, damn.
In the midst of a 2.5 year long relationship.
When gay guys work together.
You shit yourself.
And he's trying to judge you.
And I'm the whore? You're just a garbage person. Oh my god. Anyway. I hooked up with this really cute guy who was very dominant. Things were heating up and he eventually wanted me to eat his ass. And I agreed. As I spread his cheeks, the waft of a poisonous rot odor began to rise from his hairy hole. And I realized that not only had he certainly not prepared for this evening, he may have just went and took a shit and barely wiped. I didn't even know what to do. So I did it anyways and promptly found a way to leave. I will never gargle enough Listerine.
I can't believe they even followed through.
If
First of all, I would never do it because first I'm not into that. But
it's kind of fun.
No, I'm okay. I don't think I'm into that. I don't think I'd go to that extent. But if I were to, that should be clean. Like, you have to have freshly taken a shower. Like, literally, that's shower
what,
bed.
That's what I do when I'm coming to hook up. Uh-huh, when uh-huh. people are coming to hook up with me, I douche, shower, get dressed. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And I get dressed in, like, a really cute pair of underwear and, like, an oversized t-shirt. And I'll answer the door and be like, hey. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway, this next one is insane. Mm. I remember this one. After a quickie in the club's bathroom, I went home with a stranger. He pulled me into his bedroom, kept the lights off, and we started getting busy. A few minutes in, he says, shh, go back to bed. Confused, I turned around and looked, and on the other side of the room was his little sister sitting on her bunk bed with a flashlight in her hand, watching her brother pound into me.
And he just went, shh, go back to sleep. That was his only reaction?
Why would you do that with someone in the room?
That, and also, that was his only reaction. I'd be worried about it. I'd be like, oh my god. Also, that kid's traumatized.
Forever.
Yeah.
It's like,
that's why they saw that. They're like, what the fuck?
Okay. This will be the last one. Okay, this will be the last one. I was hooking up with a guy, and as we were doing the deed, I decided I wasn't into it anymore, so we went to sleep. I later woke up to him puking on me.
Wait, what? I kind of like dazed out again.
Sorry. I was hooking up with this guy, and we were doing the deed. I decided I wasn't really into it anymore, so we went to sleep. I later woke up to him puking on me. Oh. I got up and said, you need to leave. I desperately wanted to shower, but I didn't want him to join me, so I sat and waited, covered in vomit, until he left, costing me $70 worth of laundry because my dresser drawers had been open, and he got vomit all over my clothes. Damn. I ended up getting a yeast infection. I'm pretty sure sitting covered in his vomit for like 30 minutes had something to do with it.
Ew. That's disgusting. What? I don't know if she still sat there. Like, I'd be fucking pissed and I'm going like fucking disgusting. I'm cleaning myself right away.
What would you do?
I would freak out. I'm like, what the fuck?
Did you kick him out?
Yes. Like, get out. Well, why did he vomit?
I don't know.
Was he, like, drunk?
I don't know. There was nowhere.
I mean, I'd still be pissed, but I think maybe a little later would be like, come on, hold your uncle. Well, something.
That one time.
But, like, also depends. Like, but maybe I'm dating him. But, like, I mean, like, I'm gonna be pissed nonetheless. But also depends. If, like, it's a one night stand or some shit like that, I'm just gonna be like, what the fuck? Why you just, like, vomit on me? But, like, if it was, like, something I like, then maybe. I mean, I'm still gonna be pissed. I'm not gonna kick them out, maybe.
You remember that time my old roommate went to that party and got very intoxicated on the bathroom floor and no one was helping? Do you remember that?
No, you told me, yeah.
It still makes me mad just thinking about it. I don't like to yell at people. Mm-hmm. I yelled at those people and I did not know who they were. I was like, why didn't you stop him? And they're like, he just wanted more. And I'm like, he vomited on me that night. Mm-hmm. Multiple times. And he pissed on me. Because he was so intoxicated, he couldn't control his bladder. Mm-hmm. And they were just like, you give him shots.
You give him shots?
No, they kept, once he got so drunk and they just kept giving him more shots. I'm like, do you see?
Oh, yeah, no. I feel like they, at some point, like, should have been like, okay.
I thought.
Let's take it away.
I thought I was going to need to call it, like, 911.
Oh, yeah.
I was,
like,
so scared.
If you drink too much, it could be bad, yeah.
I was so scared. And then, I was in that bathroom for, like, I think it was, like, 8 hours. Mm-hmm. The night, when he woke up in the morning, he was still so drunk he couldn't walk.
Really?
He was.
Oh, yeah, he told me, yeah.
He was still. I had to get one of his friends who had already yelled at. That was one of the friends that I yelled at. I was like, I need you to help me get him downstairs.
And they were there at the party, right? Mm-hmm. That's crazy that the friend wouldn't even, like, put him away. Like, okay, like, fine, okay, the strangers, but, like, that's even them. But, like, the friend, to, like, not stop them, like, they see, like, the friend, like, getting crazy. Like, if we go to New York and I see, like, you're getting, like, a little too crazy to drink, because where, like, you're, like, can't even walk that good. Like, I can't be able to carry you all the way. So I'm definitely gonna be like, hey, you need to fucking chill the fuck out.
Shut up.
Like, come on.
Well, you know, I don't really like the taste of alcohol anyway.
I mean,
so
yeah,
I don't think
usually
I can get
you're not
that.
The drunk one, but, like, so, let's, but, you know, we are drinking in New York, so, like, if you do go super duper crazy.
I want to be the drunk one, though.
No.
I've never been allowed to be the drunk one.
You want
one.
Me to drunk on New York?
Just one night.
Okay.
Or just, like, one time.
Okay.
I've never been allowed to be the drunk one.
Okay, okay.
Because I was living with an alcoholic, so anytime we drank together, I had to make sure I was
just not obligatory drunk. That's the one thing, like, where you're, like, blacking out.
The level I want to get is right to the point where, okay, I have been, like,
where he was at, like, shitting himself and pissing himself.
Yeah,
not shitting himself, pissing himself and vomiting. But, like, I'm sorry, we were talking too much about him and his shitting.
I don't want to be like that. I want to get to the point where I've been so drunk that I have not.
It was like Jersey Shore drunk. You know, like, they still always made
what
it to
the beach.
House. Listen, they always made it back to their house and they would drink.
I just want to be. I want to get to the right before the point where I have to be on the bathroom floor. I want to get right before that point. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
No, I know what you mean. See, okay, yeah, that's
but
fine.
But you know what?
That's not where I'm like, okay, I'm cutting off.
But you know what?
Yeah.
The gauge from right before then and being past that line is just like half of a shot away. Mm-hmm. So you've never been.
No, actually, I guess that makes sense, yeah.
Like being like fun drunk to I'm not having a good time anymore, half a shot away.
No, yeah, actually,
I'll sit there and be
like. Getting drunk is actually pretty easy. But honestly, I think I am a lemmy. I used to think I'm not a lemmy, but I'm starting to think maybe I am. Because I feel like I do start getting
what did
after,
you just
like,
say?
What?
You said it so fast. And I was like.
Well, I don't remember the whole thing, but I said I remember I used to think I wasn't a lightweight. But now I'm starting to think maybe I am a lightweight. Like, I feel like I start to get, like, at least feeling like I'm getting there a little sooner, like after a few drinks.
Oh.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, I didn't feel it that day, like the mimosa, I didn't feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, I didn't even drink all of it. But, like, I feel like if I, like,
maybe. Did you finish the wine?
I actually haven't finished it. It's in my fridge, but, like, we only have apple juice, and, like, I keep forgetting to go buy orange juice myself.
Well, you should just try the wine by itself. Maybe it's really good by itself.
True, but, like, I want to do my mimosa again. But, anyways, the whole point is what I'm trying to say is, like, I feel like if I finished it, I feel like I would have felt it. Or, like, starting to feel it, or like I felt like if I drink that or like maybe a little bit more, I would feel it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Cause like that was like what it was, said like 11% alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like I would feel it, like not right away with just one, but I feel like I drink that one and then like half of another one, maybe I'd be like feeling it.
The only time,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, the only time I've been that drunk recently was...
That's one of, like, past videos. I feel like I am.
The only time I've been that drunk recently was... Do you remember when we were going to make that TikTok of us trying to sound like the other, like, celebrities, like, singing voices?
Mm-hmm.
That night, we drank so much vodka, and then I felt it going down. So you know what I said? Mm-hmm. I'm going to hit my pen. That was the worst decision I have ever made.
No, I can imagine.
I was, like, my roommate dead asleep next to me. I was in the bed, like...
Oh, my God.
And then every like...
I can imagine, like, the room spinning, and then you're also high.
Every, like oh 2 minutes, I'd be, like... And have to go up and sit in the bathroom for 30 minutes. No, get back up.
Oh. What you're, like, telling me right now is, like, kind of remind me of, like... Being in a car while drunk.
I have a question.
It sucks.
If I do get to the point where I'm getting sick, will you be the lady to hold my hair?
Oh, you're gonna hold your hair? What do you mean?
Or sit in the bathroom? No.
No, honestly, I think no. I'm running away. I think I'll be there, but like if you start going, I'm running away.
I can't trust.
But I'll come back when you're like done. Or like, I think I'd be outside the door.
I can't
trust
Maria to be there for me while I'm throwing up, because I one time was very under the influence on the phone with her, and I started throwing up, and her reaction verbatim was, ew, and threw her phone across the counter.
I just such one of my reactions would be, I would run away, probably, most likely, knowing myself, I would probably run away if the moment you start going, I'm like, oh my god. But then I'd come back once you're done, but like, even that, I probably wouldn't go in, I'd probably be like, out the door. Right?
What if we were out in public, and I started getting that drunk?
Oh my god.
Would you?
Well, of course I'm gonna have sick body, we're out in public.
Would you?
Like, I'm gonna be there with you, I'm gonna make you go to the girls' bathroom, though, if I can.
That's okay.
Well, yeah, because I'm gonna be in the man's bathroom.
I think...
Also, I feel like, the girls will get it, like, you know what I mean, like, come
and
on,
and
you know?
I think, when I'm that drunk, I'm, like, I genuinely don't understand why he wasn't able to make, like, conscious decisions, because even then, I know what's happening.
Oh, no, yeah, I know,
you know what I mean?
Like,
so,
when
like,
I've been drunk, like, I still feel like I know what I'm doing. Like, obviously, it's a little bit more lag, and, like, I'm still, like, gonna be falling and stuff like that, but, like, I know not to go do some crazy shit. Like, I've never been tempted to go drive my car.
Neither have I. Not
like, I've
once.
Never been tempted to go do something also by myself that I'm thinking of also. Like, you know, like, they tend to, like, run away. Like, you'll say, like, they're, like, the type of drunks that, like, run away from their friends or shit
mm-hmm.
like that.
I don't think
I'm not that kind of person either. I'm just having a good time. I like to be with the group.
So do I.
Like, I like to stick. I like to chat. I like to smile. I like to laugh.
I want to have that moment of being that drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
nah, yeah.
I've never got to be the fun one.
Mm-hmm.
I've always had to be the responsible. Did I tell you about the one time? Me and my old roommate were at his old house, and we were drinking Four Locos outside, and he got so drunk he started running around the yard, and it was pissing me off, but he got so drunk, and then when I was able to get him inside, his father had just woken up for work, and so I get him inside, and his father is walking down the hallway, and this dumbass goes into his room and just on the ground, and I was like, and I just turned to his dad and said, hi, and then shut his bedroom door.
Fucking no fucking way.
And I was really drunk. But I was still like,
you were still like able to act
trying,
more sober.
Trying to be the response. I was trying so hard to act sober around him. Mm-hmm. I was like, hello. And I'm pretty sure I said like, hi, how are you? And he was like, good. And I was like, okay. And then I shut the door.
Shutting the door in his face. That's so funny.
I was panicking.
I mean, no, it makes sense. Like, obviously, they'll sit with the door open with him just, like, slammed her on the ground.
You
but,
know,
like, just to see his point of view is funny. Of you being like, hi, how are you?
And
him just there.
I probably looked insane. I was probably like, hi, how are you? He was like, I messed up.
And he was like,
good. He was like, good. And I was like, okay. I still remember the first time I spoke to his mom. I said that exact. I said, hi, how are you? And she went, okay, and then turned around and walked away, and I was like, okay, cool.
But did she understand or no? Do you know?
Yeah, she knows English.
Oh.
She doesn't know it very well. But she
I'm
knows.
Guessing she knows the basic way.
Yeah, she, yeah.
She
hi, how
like
are
you?
You?
I don't know.
She's like, okay, and I was like, okay. And then I turned around, like, what? And
you, yeah, what are you supposed to do?
You were always like, you gotta try and talk to him. But when I talked to him, that was the reaction I always got.
Well, I feel like you should try and talk to him in Spanish, though. Because, like...
I spent almost a year trying to learn Spanish. And you know what happened? I remembered it when I was doing my... We have to end it.
Well, really? But 602.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and end it right here. So, Maria, where can everyone find us?
Well, you can find us at the Chatterbox Crew on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and we're available on all streaming platforms, obviously. And then on Now X, you can find us just Chatterbox Crew. And then if you want to find me, my Insta, it's xo.xo.maria. And Nathaniel?
And if you want to find me, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, and X, formerly known as Twitter, http://nxthxn. It's just my name, but with X's instead of A's. So anyway, we're going to go ahead and end this episode here. So that will be that on our 1 year. So I'm Nathan.
And I'm Maria.
And this has been the Chatter.
And this is so lopsided. I'm just looking at how we're just going to be like this.
Oh.
We're just going to be like that.
And this has been that on this episode. Goodbye. Bye.